Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. When the wise men saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We know very little about the wise men, but their visit was of such significance that it's been endlessly repeated and often embellished. We have often been told that there were three of them, that they were kings, and that they rode on camels, and endless Christmas cards confirm the impression. But of course, all of that is artistic license. However, what we do know is that however many of them there were, they presented three very significant gifts as they worshipped the baby. The wise men brought gold, the king of metals, to recognise the kingship of Jesus. Only the best would do. When we worship the Lord, we should never think that we're coming to someone who is equal to us. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. When we worship, we need to go out of our way to acknowledge his greatness and to do so with the conviction that only the best will do. A casual approach might be ideal if we were meeting with another human being, but not when we're bringing our worship to Jesus, our Lord. Frankincense was a gift for a priest. The Latin word for priest is pontifex, which literally means bridge builder. That perfectly describes what Jesus would do. Because he was fully human and fully God, he was able to do what no one else could do, and to form a bridge between humankind and God. Myrrh was a gift for someone who was going to die. It was used for embalming dead bodies. It might seem strange to introduce the subject of death when you're worshipping a baby, but this was supremely the reason why Jesus came to this earth. Only through his death on the cross could he defeat the power of sin and death. The wise men brought precisely the right gifts. They must have been the result of long study and reflection. Their act of worship is a helpful challenge to the worship that we bring. We dare not come thoughtlessly or hastily to worship. We need to ensure that we bring our best to the one who's only ever given his best to us. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, thank you for the privilege of worship. Help us always to bring our best to you. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.